It's time for Northwestern Outdoors Radio, the show focusing on fishing, hunting, outdoor recreation, destinations, and conservation in the region where you live and play. Northwestern Outdoors is brought to you by Max Lure Company, Sportsman's Warehouse, Leupold and Stevens, Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, Stehekin Valley Ranch, and Wallowa County. And now, let's see what's going on in the field and on the water with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I've been traveling this past week, and I've run across a number of couples and older traveling companions who have been visiting our nation's wonderful national parks during the early fall season. It's a great time to do so. The kids are back in school. The crowds, by and large, are gone, but the weather is mild. The morning's crisp. The colors are turning, and the outdoor recreational opportunities to include fishing and wildlife watching in these parks, well, let's just say they're abundant. If you're serious about visiting our nation's parks and monuments and you're 62 or older, you may want to invest in a senior pass, also known as the America the Beautiful Pass. The price went up to $80, but it's a lifetime pass, a one-time $80 fee that gives you free access into our national parks, monuments, and 2,000 federally managed parks, sites, wildlife refuges, and lands, along with significant discounts on camping fees. It's quite the bargain indeed. You can buy it at many of the national parks you'll be visiting or online. One place to go is nps.gov. That's the National Park Service website. This week on the show, we are taking you to the North Cascades National Park Complex in Washington State. Our destination, the Stehekin Valley Ranch. It's part of a small community called Stehekin that has been here for over 100 years, and it's a hub in the southern part of this national park complex for all sorts of outdoor recreation. And as you're going to hear, getting there is half the fun, because driving to Stehekin's simply not an option. Cliff Courtney's the owner of Stehekin Valley Ranch, along with his wife, Carrie, and he'll tell you all about the ranch and some of the things guests do, not only here, but throughout the Stehekin Valley for fun. You'll find some spectacular trout fishing in the Stehekin River and also at the mouth of the Stehekin River as it flows into Lake Chelan. Lance Mers with Max Lure Company has got a suggestion about what to use to reel in some of the beautiful cutthroat and rainbow trout you can catch here. After that, we'll put down our spinning gear and pick up our fly rods, because we'll be fishing with John Wilsey with Stehekin Fishing Adventures. Whether you're an expert or a novice, time with a fly rod on the water with Stehekin Fishing Adventures is time very well spent. After fishing with John, we'll head back to the ranch and talk to a couple of the guests over breakfast who will give you their take on Stehekin and why they love this special place so very much. Last but not least, we'll give you information about how to get to Stehekin, and of course, our show would not be complete without your Sportsman's Warehouse trivia question of the week and your chance to win the $25 gift card we give away every week from America's Premier Outfitter. I'll give you a hint. Our question this week has to do with the Pacific Crest Trail, which happens to also lie just a couple of miles away from the ranch. Before we head to Stehekin, though, we need to check in with David Sparks, who has another edition of Sportsman Spotlight for you. Sportsman Spotlight is brought to you by the Ag Information Network of the West and sponsored by Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, offering affordable, all-inclusive saltwater fishing vacations out of Port Hardy in British Columbia. Find out more at coastwidesportsfishing.com.
Today on Sportsman Spotlight, we talk to Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream magazine, Colin Kearns, about field testing, binoculars, and scopes. David Sparks.
Every year, we do a big gear test in upstate New York with a couple of our editors, and they look through a lot of glass for binoculars and spotting scopes. And, you know, it's such an important piece of hunting equipment, both especially out west where you're kind of more open terrain. You know, you're spending so much time behind your binoculars and spotting scopes and then ultimately your rifle scope. And so, you know, these are the best of the newest batch of optics for 2017. And you can find this story on our website, actually now, fieldandstream.com, if you haven't seen it in the magazine. But yeah, we rank and review the best binoculars and rifle scopes for 2017. And there's some, not only some really great new products out there, but there's some really good deals too. And we award the best of the test and the best budget for each category.
And the results are in. Best of the test, Swarovski Z8i, almost $2,700. Leupold VX5HD CDS ZL2, between $1,200 and $1,300. Vanguard Endeavor RSIV, hey, here's a deal, $480. Night Force ATACRFI, about $3,600. Leica Magnus I, around $3,000. You know what? That's quite a service provided by Field & Stream magazine.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.
A quality and affordable fishing adventure is waiting for you off Vancouver Island with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Located in Port Hardy, British Columbia, you can drive or fly to your all-inclusive guided fishing vacation. Whether you're after big salmon, hard-fighting halibut, or a cooler full of red snapper and ling cod, you can catch it all here. Better yet, your lodging, meals, and fish processing are all taken care of. Want one more reason to go? The price. With the Canadian dollar exchange rate where it is right now, your U.S. dollar goes further. Space is limited, so go to coastwidesportsfishing.com to book your trip for an incredible fishing adventure.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting today from the main lodge at the Stehekin Valley Ranch. I'm sitting at a big log table on a sawdust floor. There's a fire crackling behind me. The guests are starting to file in for breakfast. And I'll tell you what, folks, this place can best be described as an oasis in the wilderness of the North Cascades here in Washington State. With us here to tell you more about not just Stehekin Valley Ranch, but about Stehekin itself and what you're going to find if you come up here to recreate is the owner of the ranch, Cliff Courtney. Cliff, thanks for having us.
Good morning. It's good to have you here and enjoying Stehekin with us.
Well, we've had a great start so far. We got here yesterday. The river folks from where the lodge building is literally just about 200 yards away. There's a nice fishing run right there. And my friend Keith Kellogg and I went down there. And in the space of 2 hours, we caught cutthroat trout. We caught rainbow trout. There's beautiful kokanee that are in the stream right now to spawn. And it turns out they will also hit spinners too. So we caught and released several of those. Just an epic day of fishing. Beautiful early fall weather. There's a few people up here, and I understand why. I mean, this is almost paradise when it comes to September.
This is a great time of year to visit. You have the fishing, you have the fall colors coming on, and it's a quiet time. It's a quieter time of year when you have a lot of people in the summer with families and such. But a lot of our repeat customers come this time of year because they really enjoy Stehekin in the fall.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to drill down a little bit on that. But first, let's back up. For our listeners who are in places like Wyoming or Southern Oregon and are maybe not familiar with Stehekin, let's tell folks about this magical place that you and the rest of the Courtney family call home. Stehekin is located in the Lake Chelan National Recreation Area. It's part of the North Cascades National Park Complex. And the North Cascades National Park is a park, folks, that doesn't get a whole lot of press. And in relation to some of the other national parks, not a whole lot of visitation. But you are missing out by not coming here because there's really a lot here. Getting here is half the fun, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's kind of like a little Alaska experience. You have to get here by plane or by boat or on foot or by horse. And we're at the head of a 50-mile-long lake. And a lot of people are familiar with Chelan, but the Stehekin end is entirely different. You know, we go from semi-arid rolling hills to magnificent 8,000-foot glaciated peaks and timber and just a true wilderness. And speaking of wilderness, we're right in the heart of a huge block of wilderness, not just North Cascades National Park, but a couple of different wilderness areas and a couple of different national forests. So a great piece of real estate and certainly worth working to get to. And that's, like I say, a lot of the fun.
For those who live in the greater Wenatchee Valley and the greater Chelan area, everyone knows about the Courtney family, and the Courtney family is always associated with the tiny community of Stehekin, where this ranch is found. Did your family homestead this ranch? What's the history of the Courtney family in relation to Stehekin?
Well, the Courtney and Moore family, which are tied together, started here in 1889 at Moore Point. That was the Moore side. And then Granddad Hugh Courtney homesteaded in the valley here about 1917.
And how long has the ranch been here, and how long has it been entertaining guests?
So great-granddad homesteaded Moore Point in 1889. His daughter, Mamie Moore, married my granddad, Hugh Courtney, who homesteaded in the valley here about 1917. And then Dad bought this place where we're sitting in the 50s. And this is where I grew up. This was the pack station for our outfitting business that we took the high country trips and outfitted folks who were going into the high country. I didn't start the ranch here, the cookhouse and the cabins, until 1983.
And we're going to tell you folks more about the cookhouse and the food and the cabins and all of that stuff later in the show. But what I'd like to do right now here on Northwestern Outdoors while we're talking with you, Cliff, is to talk about why people come here to Stehekin Valley Ranch. Because when people hear about a ranch, they immediately think, oh, it's a dude experience. I'm going to ride a horse. And you do offer that, but you offer a lot of other activities in the fall as well. Well, for that matter, all through the season that you're open, summer and early fall.
We do have a horse program, and so in that way it is a traditional guest ranch experience. We have the day rides, we have the, like say, the high country outfitting, we have the lessons, and we have, of course, the little Norwegian fjord horses that we love working with. But many of the people come here are not here to ride horses. They're here to fish or hike or kayak or for photography or just relaxation in the wilderness. So we host a wide array of people with different interests.
Now, when it comes to fall, I know that there's an outfitter that works in this area, and they do a tent-to-tent excursion that occurs in the September timeframe. Tell our listeners more about that.
So my youngest son, Coulter Courtney, runs Stehekin Outfitters, and one of the things they do is what we call tent-to-tent. It's kind of a takeoff of the hut-to-hut. When they closed the upper road, it blocked about half of the opportunity in the valley here. So we opened up those tents so people that aren't avid backpackers can still get in there and enjoy the fishing and the many day hikes available from those camps. So it kind of opens up the upper valley for folks who want to come in and enjoy some facilities like tents and the cots and all the cooking utensils already carried in there for them, so they do not have to have a heavy pack when they go in.
So, and this brings up a point, folks. If you're not aware, like Cliff alluded to, you can't drive here to Stehekin. I mean, it is located at an isolated point. And again, unless you've got a boat or a horse, or you're hoofing it here off the Pacific Crest Trail, or if you've got a plane, that's how you get to Stehekin. But there is a small road system here that goes, what, about 11 miles or so? It's 9 miles to the ranch from the landing, and it goes another couple miles past here to High Bridge. Is that right?
Yes, we have about 15 miles of our own road. So it's kind of like a big island. I mean, it's 50 miles into this island because we do have our own road system here in the valley. And we supply transportation for all of our guests to come here as well. So this is a full-service ranch. You get all three meals, transportation, as well as the cabin to stay in.
And getting back to this tent-to-tent, because before the road washed out years ago, there were all these Forest Service campgrounds further up the road. Is that where these tent-to-tent expeditions are taking place, or are they taking place at other locations?
So one of them is at Bridge Creek, which is 7 miles from us, and the other one is at Cottonwood, which is what was the end of the road. And so by staying at those camps, it opens up the day hike for Cascade Pass, Horseshoe Basin, Flat Creek, Park Creek, and then the other one is at Bridge Creek, like I mentioned. And that one has the day hikes for Goody Ridge and Bridge Creek, and also, of course, some incredible cutthroat fishing out of the camp on both of those camps.
Well, that sounds like a great adventure to me. So we've covered some hiking, whether it be a tent-to-tent or just day hiking from the ranch. We've covered horseback riding, which you can do. We've alluded to the fishing, and we're going to tell you more about that during the show, because fishing the Stehekin River is a real treat. What else are people doing here? And I'm saying that as I'm looking at some bicycles, to include some electric bicycles that you have parked outside.
Right. So you can rent the regular pedal bikes here, the mountain bikes, or we have the electric bikes that kind of assist you a little bit. They're also the fat tire bikes, so they're just excellent for the gravel road, and people are really enjoying those bicycles. And so you'll see a lot of those on the road. That's kind of what people use a lot for their transportation here.
There's several destinations that people go to. There's Rainbow Falls, very popular destination. A lot of folks will bicycle down the landing and back, but a lot of folks love to bicycle to one place in particular and reward themselves for their exercise, and that would be
the bakery. I mean, everybody stops at the bakery. I introduce it to my guest as the premier recreational opportunity. I think people may spend more time eating here than they do hiking. But yes, that is certainly a place you want to stop. They have a great reputation in some great pastries and other things. You know, it's a great deli and salads and soups and that sort of thing.
Well, folks, as you can hear, Stehekin Valley Ranch is a wonderful place to come and visit. In fact, the whole community of Stehekin is, and you can do so basically from May through September. If you want that quieter time of year when there's not as many crowds, consider a September trip. The weather is fine. The leaves are starting to turn. The opportunities are abundant, and you're just going to fall in love with this place. Not only in September, but frankly, any time you come up here. Let's give folks a website so they can find out how to book a stay.
So the website is StehekinValleyRanch.com.
That's StehekinValleyRanch.com. Stehekin, spelled S-T-E-H-E-K-I-N. That's StehekinValleyRanch.com. Stick around. You're going to hear a lot more about Stehekin Valley Ranch and recreating here in the North Cascades National Park Complex as we continue with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Thanks again, Cliff.
Thank you.
Leupold Gold Ring Optics are built to perform at the highest level, shot after shot, year after year. Our rifle scopes, binoculars, spotting scopes, rangefinders, and more always come through when you need them most. That's why our American-built products have a lifetime guarantee. Or as we like to say here at Leupold, they are guaranteed for a lifetime of performance, not a lifetime of replacement. Find out more about our top quality gear and our lifetime guarantee at Leupold.com. Leupold, America's optics authority.
We're back with more of the great outdoors on Northwestern Outdoors Radio with John Cruz.
It's time for another Max Minute.
Fish on!
Brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again this week is Lance Mers with Max Lure Company. Lance, we're going to be talking about, well, probably my favorite lure that from Max Lure Company, the Promise Keeper Spinner, and it doesn't get a whole lot of press.
No, it doesn't, John, but the cool thing about the Promise Keeper is that you don't need a boat to use this. You can cast it, you control it, but you know, as a bank fisherman, you can really whip this thing out and do a slow retrieve back and just be more efficient of catching fish on a bank as you can from a boat.
This is actually my favorite lure to use when I hike into alpine lakes in the Cascades or the Rockies for exactly what you said. It has that slim profile and it's weighted as well, so you can cast it a lot further than you can a typical spinner. And number two, that Mylar Smile Blade allows me to go ahead and use that stop and pause retrieve. And as it falls and as it slows, that blade still spins. And folks, that triggers a lot of strikes.
It does. You know, and it comes in 12 different styles, 3 different sizes. You know, it's a beautiful looking lure. And it catches fish just as good too.
Is there anything else anglers ought to know about the Promise Keeper Spinner?
You know, this lure is all high UV, or even some of them glow in the dark, John.
Fantastic. Comes in single hooks, comes in treble hooks, but either way, you're going to find this is a great lure to use. The next time you go fishing for trout, it's the Promise Keeper. Look for it at your favorite sporting goods store or at maxlure.com.
A quality and affordable fishing adventure is waiting for you off Vancouver Island with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Located in Port Hardy, British Columbia, you can drive or fly to your all-inclusive guided fishing vacation. Whether you're after big salmon, heart-fighting halibut, or a cooler full of red snapper and ling cod, you can catch it all here. Better yet, your lodging, meals, and fish processing are all taken care of. Want one more reason to go? The price. With the Canadian dollar exchange rate where it is right now, your U.S. dollar goes further. Space is limited, so go to coastwidesportsfishing.com to book your trip. That's Coastwide Sports Fishing.com for an incredible BC fishing adventure.
That's the sound you hear when a fish hits the new Sonic Baitfish from Max Lure Company. This metal lure can be cast, trolled, or jigged, and will catch just about anything that swims in the sea, the river, or the lake. The Sonic Baitfish has a unique vibration and flutter that can be rigged in 7 different ways. With all sorts of eye-catching colors and weights available, you'll be reaching for the Sonic Baitfish as your go-to lure. It's the Sonic Baitfish. And that's another fish on, only from Max Lure Company.
Sonic booms not included with the Sonic Baitfish Strike unless you are fishing for jet fighters.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter and has the quality gear you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff will help you find the right products so you get the most out of your time in the field or on the water. In addition to stocking superior clothing and outdoor equipment, we offer in-store events and seminars so you can enjoy a successful adventure. With over 70 stores located in the United States, it's easy to find a Sportsman's Warehouse store near you. Find out more at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it. Gonna get up before the sun.
I'm John Cruz. You're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio, and we're broadcasting from a very special place. I'm ankle deep in the Stehekin River. It's a small trout stream that flows from North Cascades National Park in Washington State through the Lake Chelan National Recreation Area into beautiful Lake Chelan. And I'm here with John Wilsey. He is the owner of Stehekin Fishing Adventures. He's taken my friend Keith Kellogg and I out fishing today. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Glad you're here.
Glad I'm here too. We've been having an incredible time with you today. You know, we're halfway through the trip. We've been doing some walk and wade fishing. We've caught a whole bunch of cutthroat trout. As a matter of fact, just prepping for this interview in the last 2 minutes, I've watched my friend Keith hook and land two nice cutthroat just steps away from me. It doesn't get much better than this. I mean, this is September. Beautiful time to fish the Stehekin. Is it always like this?
Usually September is our best dry fly season.
Well, it certainly worked for us today. Again, we've hooked a whole bunch of cutthroat trout. It's been a great day, and what I really enjoy about this is, number one, it's a fairly small stream, and it's clear water, so it's not a rushing stream that's difficult for us to fish this time of year. You can actually sight fish in certain situations, and the dry fly fishing's nice, and it's very user-friendly for people like me and Keith who are not great fly fishermen. And I need to point out, you are a fly fishing guide. And you actually started off our day today with a little bit of instruction, and it paid off. Do most of your clients get the same level of instruction that we get when they start our day?
Yes, if they're not experienced, we include in every trip a basic lesson on casting and how to land fish, and then we keep the lesson going through the day.
And it makes a huge difference. Folks, I've been out with fly fishing guides before, and I've gotten, in some cases, no guidance at all except keep that fly away from my ear. So spending time with you, you know, where you really take the time to individually coach somebody to be a better fisherman and start at the basics, it's great. But you also take out a lot of return customers who really know what they're doing. And in that case, it's more of knowing the river conditions, knowing what they're going to bite on. And I've noticed you've been playing this chess game with the fish today, trying to figure out what they're going to hit next.
Yes, we do have a lot of that. We're in kind of transition as the water's getting colder and the bugs are hitting or changing. So we have to every day sometimes go out and work through and see what they're taking.
So we have this range again of people who aren't very experienced as fly anglers, like Keith, who's never done it before today, or people like me who've done it some but are not particularly great at it. And in some cases, you've got people who really want to get into this. You actually offer basically a one-day fly fishing school, and you can basically book two-day packages, don't you?
Yes, we do. We try to customize our trips where people want, and our fly fishing school is designed to teach you just about everything you need to know that the next day you can fish on your own if you want.
Fantastic. And we will tell you more about John's operation in just a couple minutes. But before we do, let's talk about this river. It's lightly pressured, doesn't get a ton of anglers, mainly because it's really hard to get to for most people. So it's not like you can, you know, get off work and drive out here. You can't drive here at all. And we've talked about that in other segments of the show. But the fish here, the cutthroat, the rainbow, nice size fish. We've been catching them basically 11 to 15 inches today. Very respectable, great fighting fish. And they get even bigger, don't they?
Yes, we do get fish up into the mid-20s.
So mid-20s, how common? I mean, what are our chances today, do you think, or what are the chances of any client on any given day of tangling into a 20-inch cut or a 20-inch bow?
I'm real hopeful that we'll get in a couple of big ones today, and it's common to get into 18 to 20-inch fish on a trip. We are catching this year more smaller fish, mostly because they've planted Western Slope Cutthroat, and there are more smaller fish in the system. But if we get in the right water, we can get to the big fish.
You know, fishing today has been a real joy, not just because of the temperature and the river itself, but one of the reasons is that the river is full of another species of fish. They're bright red, they're kokanee, they're landlocked salmon, and they're all spawning, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're actually almost at the end. Some of the fish are starting to die now.
And that actually brings some other treats. We've seen a couple of eagles. We've seen paw prints from bear. I understand they both are found up and down the river looking for some tasty red kokanee snacks.
That's right. The last 2 days, we've seen bears as we come up and down, and our clients have got some great video of bears walking up the stream towards them eating fish.
That is really a cool thing. And no, folks, you don't have to be afraid of the bears. That no concerns there. But the bottom line is this. You're going to have a wonderful day fishing in some unspoiled wilderness here if you come out. And don't be afraid of fly fishing, because John's going to teach you how to do it. You're going to have a great time. You're going to have success, just like Keith and I are having success today. One more thing about the river, and that's the regulations that govern it. Because you just can't come out here and throw power bait in here. You can't throw sand shrimp in here. It's a selective regulations river. For our listeners outside of Washington, why don't you explain what that means?
Okay, so a selective gear only means single barbless hooks. We primarily fly fish, but you can use a spinner or a spoon as long as it has a single hook. All West Slope cutthroat are catch and release in the river system. The regulation says after July 1st, you can keep two rainbows above 15 inches. However, on the guide service, we choose to release all fish because we catch a 21, 22-inch rainbow. We want to put it back in and be able to catch it another day.
Absolutely. I get that completely. So let's talk about the services you offer, John, through Stehekin Fishing Adventures. Do you offer full day and half day services in addition to the fly fishing school?
Yes, that's primarily what we do. Early season, a lot of half day trips, a lot of beginners. As we progress, our water's fairly high when we start, and as it gets lower and lower, it takes longer to go down. And usually by August, mid-August, we transition to mostly full day trips and more dry fly. Once we get into mid-August, we start getting the hatches come off, and it's a lot of dry fly fishing with some nymphing mixed in.
So when it comes to the full day trips, people are going to ask, what about food? There's not a whole lot of places to get food up here.
So we provide lunch with our trips from Stehekin Pastry Company. If you're staying at the ranch, which is a great place, they actually provide a lunch that you can bring with you. And we also provide non-alcoholic beverages.
And we are seen at the ranch, as you've heard during this show. And I can attest that, yes, it's a very fine lunch indeed. It's very filling. You can load up with as much food as you want. And if you're hungry, don't worry. They're going to make you full at dinner. So we've got the logistics down to this. But one other question about that. You know, this is September. The river's low. We've been doing a lot of walk and wade. We're about to hop into your raft, which accommodates not only you, but two anglers. When it comes to walk and wade versus raft fishing, is that season dependent, water dependent? You know, how do you make the decision? How do the clients make the decision of how you're going to fish this river?
It's really up to the angler how we want to do it. Most people want to do the float because we see water that a lot of other anglers don't. And we're able to get drifts that you really can't get except in the boat. And we're at about our lowest water. And so we've actually started halfway down our normal water because we just don't have enough water above us to fish.
At least not in the raft. But folks, don't sell the walk and wade short. Again, we've had an excellent time so far. I'm really excited about hopping in the raft as soon as we're done talking through this interview so we can spend some more time fishing and maybe tangle with one of those 20-plus inch cutthroat or rainbow trout that are found in this stream. In addition to all of this, the fly fishing service you offer, you also have a fly shop down at the landing, don't you?
Yes, we do, and it's Stehekin Fishing Adventures Fly Shop, a little over 300 yards up from where the boat comes in, and we offer a wide range of about 90 patterns of flies and most of the fly gear you'd need on a day out.
One last question before we give out the website and let people know how to contact you is some people are going to come here to Stehekin, and they're not even going to be thinking fishing. They're going to be thinking about all the other stuff they're going to do, the hiking, the wildlife watching, the bicycling, the kayaking, but they might stop by the fly shop. They might think, man, I want to go fishing. Is it too late when you get here to book a trip, or can you literally walk into the fly shop and book a trip, or maybe even buy a rod and a reel and some flies and go fishing by yourself?
Most of the time in July, you can come and book a trip, often in August. Mid-September, it's hit and miss whether we're full or we have room, but we take people first come, first serve, or on a reservation basis.
So the bottom line is your best bet is to reserve in advance. That means we need to send folks to your website.
Yes, and our website is StehekinFishingAdventures.com.
That's StehekinFishingAdventures.com. Stehekin spelled S-T-E-H-E-K-I-N. That's StehekinFishingAdventures.com. No matter what's your level of experience with a fly rod, trust me, if I can do it, and if Keith can do it, You can do it too. We've had a great day. You're going to have a great day. John is a wonderful guy to spend the day with, and it's a beautiful river to fish. John, thanks for the experience. Let's get in the raft. Let's catch some more trout.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
Rides above us. Got a bamboo pole and a leaky boat. It ain't much, but if you bail, it'll float. I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Stehekin Valley Ranch may well be one of the most spectacular places to visit in the lower 48. Located at the headwaters of Lake Chelan in Washington's North Cascades, we can only be reached by boat, plane, or foot. Stehekin takes back simple pleasures and adventures. Hike, fish, kayak, ride a horse, or just relax while soaking in the views. You can do it all at our family-owned ranch. Book your summer stay now at StehekinValleyRanch.com. That's StehekinValleyRanch.com.
Well, I'll take you, you take me back. Let's put pennies on a railroad track. Fireflies in a mason jar.
You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from the Stehekin Valley Ranch. It's located in the North Cascades National Park Complex. You might call it a little slice of heaven. And with me on this trip has been my longtime friend, Keith Kellogg. He lives in East Wenatchee, Washington. Keith, you've been to Stehekin before. You took the boat ride on the Lady of the Lake to the Stehekin Landing, spent about 90 minutes there. But this has been the first time you've spent any real time in Stehekin. What have been your impressions of this trip?
John, I've been totally amazed. Yeah, the first couple trips I ever took, we basically just spent the time at the boat landing, and then had opportunity on this trip to get up valley, and my head's on a swivel the entire time. It's not only beautiful, but spectacular in reference to the history of this here. It's a wonderful location, it is.
So we've had some really fun adventures while we've been here. We went fishing yesterday, and you were just slaying the cutthroat trout. But we got to see some really cool wildlife, too. One animal in particular really stood out.
Yeah, we're lucky. We were kind of taking a little float through a long stretch there, and I looked down river and saw a black bear. And our guide, John Wilsey, has said he'd possibility we'd see a bear, but we are totally amazed at the enormous body structure of this bear. It was a big bear, had absolutely no fear of us whatsoever. We got probably within 50-60 yards of that bear at one point, and it was very awe-inspiring.
It was, and it went all of about 300 pounds. It was a chunky bear, and it was basically taking some of those kokanee salmon carcasses that were in the river and just taking them right off the riverbank, going up, eating them, and coming right back down. In addition to that, we saw bald eagles, we saw osprey, we saw, of all things, a turkey vulture close up, and we saw some deer as well, all on that float trip. But I know you really enjoyed the fishing, and fishing, you know, you're mainly a hunter, but how would you rate the fishing experience that you had here?
I don't want to get carried away because it probably could be better, but if you rate it on a scale of a 10, I'd give it a 9 to a 9.5 for me. I was just totally impressed with the fact, not only did our guy John Wilsey know what he was doing, but the quality of the fish themselves, we were probably consistently 14 to 18 inches cutthroats for the most part. We didn't catch any rainbows, but they're there. And we know there's bigger fish there, we just didn't catch them. But my goodness, that was fun. Very fun.
And that was your first time fly fishing. You'd never been fly fishing before. You caught nearly 20 cutthroat trout on your first fly fishing trip, which is amazing. Quality cuts too, folks. Cutthroat that were over 20 inches during that trip. But the day before, you and I just went out with some spinners, and we caught three different species of fish.
Yeah, I'm impressed with this river structure. There's quite a variety of different fish in anything from, well, we saw rainbows, cutthroats, the kokanee are in there. We know that there's some chinook in there. Very impressive, and you can see them in the low water conditions we had right now. But anybody can fish this. You just got to get up here. You'll love it.
Last but not least, the accommodations and the food.
Oh, outstanding. I'd definitely a grade A on that. Very comfortable rooms, very quiet. The food has been over the top, and plenty of it. If you're not going to go hungry, I guarantee you. And some of the like the desserts, oh my goodness, what a great way to finish the evening. Good stuff.
Well, there you go, folks. There's a testimonial for you from one visitor to Stehekin Valley Ranch who's never been up valley before, but I'm guessing you're going to come back again.
Oh, I would love to come up and do some of the hikes, maybe a horseback ride. I understand that there's some kayak trips. There's all kinds of stuff going on up here, depending on the time of the year. And I would encourage everybody to get on that boat, come up lake, and you're going to have a great time, guaranteed.
All right. Well, there you go. Keith, thanks for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
John, thank you for bringing me along because it's been a great trip.
Next up on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we continue to broadcast from the Stehekin Valley Ranch. It's in the Lake Chelan National Recreation Area. It's part of the North Cascades National Park Complex. And we thought, instead of talking to one of the staff members, we would actually talk to one of the guests. Her name is Elizabeth Hansen. She hails from Seattle. And Elizabeth, I understand this is your first time back at the ranch in over 30 years. Is that correct?
That's right. And why it's taken us this long, I do not know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience and your impressions of the ranch. And I guess we'll start with getting here. You live in Seattle. How did you go about getting here to the ranch? Because as we mentioned earlier in the show, when we talked to Cliff Courtney, you can't drive here to the ranch.
We're on a bit more of an extended trip, but basically you can drive over to Chelan from Seattle in about 4 hours. It's a lovely drive. And then you take the Lady of the Lake boat up Lake Chelan, and that takes about 4 hours. It's a pretty impressively long lake.
It's a 55-mile long lake, and once you get past 25 Mile Creek, which is, as you might imagine, about 25 miles up lake, there's no more roads that you're seeing there. And what was your impression as we were going up the Lady of the Lake and checking out the lake itself?
Well, I've never been in a Norwegian fjord, but I feel as if I am traveling up between two cliffs in a Norwegian fjord. It is absolutely spectacular scenery. Quiet, beautiful cliffs on either side with that lovely pine forest, air that's just like honey, the wonderful glassy dark water of the upper part of Lake Chelan. And I'm always surprised at how many people who live in this area have never been up here because it's truly a magical experience.
Oh, I agree completely. And folks, bring your binoculars because if you're lucky, you might be able to catch that trifecta like I caught the last time I was up here of seeing bighorn sheep, mountain goats, and even black bear on your way up, along with, of course, deer and some of the other species you're going to see. So you got to Stehekin Landing. I think it's probably important to tell people how you get from the landing, the tiny community of Stehekin, to the ranch, because that's kind of an interesting experience itself, too.
Well, the thing one needs to know about the Stehekin Valley is that there isn't much here. So this is a good reason to stay at a place like the Stehekin Valley Ranch because it's all-inclusive. You get all your meals, you get your lodging, and also they give you a shuttle bus up the road. There are no cars or taxis or Ubers or anything. So you have to arrange to take one of the two shuttle buses up the road to get anywhere within the valley.
Well, fortunately, the ranch's shuttle bus is waiting for you when the boat arrives. So you literally just grab your bags off the boat, you hop on the shuttle bus, and you come on up to the ranch. And at this time of year, they usually will stop at the bakery on the way up if you've missed lunch, so you can get yourself a great lunch, and then you get here. So you're staying in one of the cabins, and there's tent cabins, and then there's the regular cabins. What kind of cabin are you staying in, and what's your impression of it?
We're in one of the regular cabins. It has a three-quarter bathroom. It's lovely. We slept very well. It's very quiet. You can open and close windows for ventilation, unlike some motels where you have or lodgings where you have to rely on a noisy air conditioner. Yeah, it's great.
And the food. I know my impressions of it. I know I ate way too much last night, but what's your impressions of the food here?
I will summarize by saying that I had a piece of raspberry apple pie and a slice of delicious chocolate cake with an enormous scoop of whipped cream. And I sat in an Adirondack chair and looked out over the vast lawn towards the cliff on the other side in the late evening. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. And folks, it is three full, and I mean full meals a day, and the food is fantastic, especially after all the exercise you're going to get, whether it be hiking, whether it be fishing, whether it be kayaking, whether it be horseback riding. You know, come back with an appetite, it will get filled. And I guess that's my next question. You're here with your husband, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what have you two been doing while you're up here at the ranch?
Well, we just got here yesterday. We're going to go up to High Bridge today and do some hiking. And I think we'll probably grab some of the bikes later this afternoon and take a little ride up the road.
So you strike me as a person who appreciates nature, and that's one of the reasons you're here. Did you bring binoculars? Did you bring camera? Are you going to do any photography while you're here?
My husband brought his binoculars. I'm more of a in-the-moment experience nature kind of person. I take a few photos, but basically I just enjoy being out here.
So last but not least, this is September. You could have come here earlier in the year. Why did you choose this time of year?
We are in that lovely phase of life where we no longer have kids at home, so we can travel when other people are traveling with their children. So we almost always travel in September and October.
There's one guest impression of Stehekin Valley Ranch. It's Elizabeth Hansen. She's from Seattle. And I'm guessing you're going to be coming back a little bit sooner than 35 years.
Absolutely.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thanks so much.
Well, I'll take you, you tag me back. Let's put pennies on a railroad track. Fireflies in a mason jar. Hide and seek, there you are.
In the heart of the North Cascades Mountains of Washington State, at the head of Lake Chelan, lies a small community called Stehekin. Stehekin is a special place and not accessed by road. Part of the adventure is getting here by boat, helicopter, airplane, or by trail. Stehekin Valley Ranch, with delicious food, comfortable cabins, and a magnificent setting, is your place to stay while enjoying hiking, fishing, horseback riding, kayaking, bicycling, or just plain relaxing. StehekinValleyRanch.com, where your next adventure awaits.
The road is calling you to experience one of Oregon's seven wonders, the Wallowas. So grab your hiking boots and camera and capture the beauty and grandeur of Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Experience nature like never before when you saddle up and ride into the Eagle Cap Wilderness, hike the trails of the Wallowas, hear the wind rush through the bunch grass and view the wildlife of the Zumwalt Prairie, or ride the churning waters of the wild and scenic Wallowa, Snake, and Grand Ronde Rivers. This summer, take the road that leads to wonders. It begins at WallowaCountyChamber.com.
If you're after really big game, it only makes sense to have the best scope you can put on your rifle. That's why you want the Leupold VX6 HD. This high-definition scope gives you sharpened clarity, and the Twilight Max light management system gives you the sight advantage you need at dawn and dusk when those big bucks, bulls, and bruins are on the move. Add on our lifetime gold ring guarantee, and you've got the rifle scope of your dreams. It's the Leupold VX6 HD. Look for it at a quality sporting goods store near you and at Leupold.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter and has the quality gear you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff will help you find the right products so you get the most out of your time in the field or on the water. In addition to stocking superior clothing and outdoor equipment, we offer in-store events and seminars so you can enjoy a successful adventure. With over 70 stores located in the United States, it's easy to find a Sportsman's Warehouse store near you. Find out more at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
We've got time for one more shot of Northwestern Outdoors Radio with John Cruz.
I'm glad you're back because it's time for your Sportsman's Warehouse trivia question of the week. You know, the Pacific Crest Trail is located just a few miles away from the Stehekin Valley Ranch, where we've spent most of this show, and Stehekin is a popular stop-off point for hikers looking for a short break and a good meal before they hit the last stretch of the trail, heading into Canada. Here's your question. Many of you know the Pacific Crest Trail runs from Mexico through California, Oregon, and Washington into Canada. But just how long is this trail? Is it A, 1,390 miles, B, 1,830 miles, or C, 2,650 miles? If you know the answer as to how long the Pacific Crest Trail is, give us your answer on our Facebook page. You'll find that at Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Like our page, look for the post, give us your answer there. Or if you prefer, go to our website. That works too. Just go to northwesternoutdoors.com, go to our Contact Us page, and let us know, is it A, B, or C, on how long the Pacific Crest Trail is. One person who guesses right is going to win the $25 gift card we give away every week from Sportsman's Warehouse. We'd like to thank Cliff and Carrie Courtney, Bethany Gerhard, and the rest of the crew at the Stehekin Valley Ranch, as well as John Wilsey with Stehekin Fishing Adventures, for an absolutely fantastic experience. I don't think I've ever had so much fun putting a show together. This is one trip I won't soon forget, and I plan on coming back again for another fall fishing expedition while staying at the ranch. If you want to book a stay at Stehekin Valley Ranch anytime between May and the first week of October. The website to go to is StehekinValleyRanch.com. And while you're there, be sure to book a guided fishing trip, too, with Stehekin Fishing Adventures. Their website is just as easy to remember. You'll find it at StehekinFishingAdventures.com. It's time to go. But if you haven't figured it out already, Stehekin in Washington's North Cascades needs to be on your bucket list of places to visit if you want to go to one of the Northwest's best outdoors destinations. Until next time, take care, God bless, and make it a point to spend some time outdoors.